News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777, and by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, you know, it must be another Saturday. We're sitting here in this closet.
All day.
No, we're going to sit in a closet for 2 hours.
Oh, no, I meant the day is Saturday all day. Yeah, yeah.
Life
yeah,
in the fast lane, Melissa. What day is it?
It is Saturday.
Yeah, you had to think about that a second, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
No,
we're
here.
It's been a crazy
here.
Week, so yes.
It's a good thing. And so we got this El Paso History Radio Show going on now. And this is the place where we say Texas history begins in El Paso. How about that?
Yeah. Well, it's good to be here, of course. So why am I going with this?
You just anywhere you want to go.
Oh, there I go. Oh, okay.
Another radio show on AM 690
I didn't get much sleep, so I'm kind of like fudged.
Well, you
want to
just take a nap for a while?
I think I will. Okay. If you hear me snoring, wake me up.
You can find us streaming where?
Oh, you can go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link, and then you can listen to us live all over the planet.
It's going to be a good thing today. You got Pepe's Mexican food you can send across the U.S. of A. Get out there or call him with your credit card. Say, well, here's an address. He'll check it out. If he can get there within 2 days, he'll do it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to send warm food. I got it to Pennsylvania and to Delaware a couple of weeks ago, one each, and they were nice and cold when they got there. They started out frozen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't want to send it warm.
Well, no. I mean, it's not, you don't
yeah,
do
I mean,
food.
That's
but,
it, yeah.
But it has to be 2-day delivery. So yeah. That's what you can do there.
Well, do they have pickup now still? Are they still doing the, you know, pickup at the.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
At Pepe's?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. But you can also go sit there and eat, which you. I'm not going to make it today, but you might make it.
I'm going to try to, yes.
Okay, fair enough. We'll see what happens with all that. So. Mission Del Rey.
Oh, Mission Del Rey. I got to tell you, I got an email from them. Right now, you can download at missiondelrey.com. You can download the Seasons of Sedona, and it's a Southwest decorating guide. And you can't often get magazines like this for free. You can download it. It'll be a PDF, and you can check out all these different items if you like to redesign your house. People do that in the fall. So you can also pick up a lot of the items you'll see in these catalog to decorate your own home with.
We'll get you a phone number there?
Yes, we will get you a phone number. It's 915-440-2140 or go to missiondelrey.com.
We thank these people for supporting us because here we sit.
Yeah.
And we couldn't be sitting here a whole long time if we didn't get these guys some help.
True.
So anyway, got a history moment going.
Yes, we do. It's about two men who had unique visions for a hotel in Marathon, Texas.
Marathon. There's too many syllables.
Right. Marathon.
We're going to talk about some interesting history today, something that is part of the fabric of El Paso, and that would be El Paso High School.
Yay.
And I say they're part of the fabric of El Paso because they really are, even though I went to Austin. Full disclosure there.
I went to Thousand Oaks High School.
Thousand Oaks, so you don't care either way. But no, we had a serious rivalry going back there when I was a kid. And nowadays, we're just kind of friendly because really, their history is fabulous. They also have a museum on campus we'll be talking about. But to talk about the fabulous history that we do have here, I also took a tour over there and got to see what was going on there. And so they have an actual museum on campus.
Bernie's been there. I have not yet.
We'll get to that, but we're going to talk to a lot of people here, including alumni president Amada Flores, and I believe I got a correct line here. Amada, is that you? Good morning.
I am right here.
Good morning. I hear you on a speakerphone. If you pick it up, that would be great. It just doesn't work as well. It's hard on the listeners. It may be better for you. It's hard on the listeners. Anyway, Amada, good morning. How in the world are you?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Now, what is your title besides being a wonderful graduate of wonderful El Paso High School? You are the alumni?
Association president.
That's so good. This is going to be fun because you know stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do. I hope so.
Well, we got some more cohorts of yours in crime over there. We have Anna Modis. Anna, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing good. Now, I think we had you on a couple of years ago when you had a centennial.
Yes, sir. It's been a few years, 2016, time flies.
Well, it's an interesting thing. You've got that much history going back, the oldest high school in El Paso. And I think we've got another one of your compadres online here. This would be Sandy. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Got all three of you. You sound great doing it this way, I hope. I know you guys want to do speakerphone, but once it gets out to those little radios out in the world, It just sounds awful, but this is good. Okay, we got you here, and it's El Paso High School. El Paso High School is an incredible high school in many ways, longest running high school in El Paso, and it actually predates 1916, does it not?
In that building.
That's what I mean, but in that building, 1916. But the high school itself, I saw something over there in your museum. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. But you had some a diploma from like the 1890s, the first high school.
1899.
99, okay. So the thing about El Paso High School, how did it get going there? Because that was it's an amazing building. Talk to me about the architect.
Anna, that's Anna's.
Okay, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, just like every other school in the United States, the community comes together and says, hey, we need a new school. So in 1909, the superintendent went to the school board and said, our schools are overcrowded. We have to consider and look for a site to build a new school. As you remember, at that time, in the early 1900s, El Paso still had windmills down Montana Street.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of downtown was still dirt roads with carriages. And if you look at the original pictures of El Paso High, which the school district purchased in that Schuster area, there were no streets at that point. And so they purchased the Alexander subdivision at a cost of $28,000. It was approximately 9.5 acres. And they set aside two bond issues, one for $200,000 in 1914, and then another $500,000 in 1915.
How many stories is that school? Is it four stories?
It's four stories. It's a beautiful building. If you come to our museum, you will see the pictures as it goes up.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was mentioning before, the windmills. It is a concrete and steel building. The concrete construction of the base was done by J.E. Morgan Construction at a cost of $114,000. And then there was other companies that came in to do, you know, the backdrop. But as you look at the building in the pictures, you can see the steel rafters. You see stories going in. You see that the Trost architects had this wonderful vision. They took these two wings and they set it off of the middle pavilion there at an angle of 45 degrees. And that is of interest because it looks downtown, but they also considered the sun and the heat of El Paso. And so they situated it that way so that three of the four sides of that building would always have shade in the afternoon.
Oh, that's a good idea in El Paso, yeah.
It was a great idea in El Paso because, as you know, they didn't have air conditioning at that time. So, which means that we put a bunch of windows in, and so a bunch of cross ventilation.
It faces due east on that side, does it not?
It faces
pretty much east,
southeast, kind of right downtown, almost. Yeah.
Well, that
I don't know at what angle.
That's a fabulous football stadium down in the middle. Was it planned with the stadium for football?
It was planned in the stadium for football in its amphitheater shape. It was the last thing that went in. It does seat 12,000 people. So after the school was built and finished, that was the last thing that went in. J.F. Woodward Jr. finished that stadium for $26,000.
Well, it's an interesting... Go ahead.
That was one of the first concrete stadiums in the country.
Well, as you may recall or may know, Mr. Trost and Trost, his brothers... They like concrete.
Yes, sir. They like concrete. Those guys were brilliant architects, and they thought of every single detail.
Well, what they've done with that stadium is basically, doesn't it win some awards across Texas?
It's won several awards. The most recent and the most notable was in 2019. We participated in a contest from the USA Today for one of the most... America's best high school football stadium, and we won runner-up, but we all know that we're the most beautiful stadium in this country.
Of course, when you vote, we know, of course. No, but it actually is. That's a fabulous building, and I actually took some courses in there, in summer courses, not for school, but for those science courses that my mother got me into, and that was a great place to do that. The whole building is an amazing thing with the two wings, and on each end of the wing, they had gymnasiums, right?
Yes, sir. Both ends of the wings had gymnasiums. One's for the girls, and then the other side for the boys' teams. Again, everything was thought out very specifically, and very much was used. Every part of that building was used.
Well,
early on, we had a junior college up there. We've had schools, grades 1 through 12. It was, and it has been used consistently for 104 years.
Oh, yeah. No, Melissa, go ahead.
Well, there's something I was just looking at is that the predecessor to El Paso High School was Central High School. That's where the students, once they got built the buildings, they went there. But one thing I noticed, and I was looking through your alumni information, and Central El Paso High School had the first student military corps in the state of Texas. And they still wear the JROTC still wears
number one
on their sleeve, right?
They do.
Yes, ma'am, they sure do. Yeah, Central High School was in 1885. It was on the corner of Myrtle and Campbell. See, again, Central El Paso. El Paso High is the center of El Paso. And it had a small enrollment of 222 students.
Sandy, let me ask you this. What is the nickname for that school? Is it something on the hill?
The Lady on the Hill.
The Lady on the Hill.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, exactly. Where did it?
I'm wondering myself.
I'll look through the alumni page.
But that's been a tradition. Also, Sandy and I went on a tour of the museum. And I think you probably have the only museum at a high school anywhere in El Paso County. Would that be likely correct?
I think you're correct. Whole country.
Maybe in the whole country. Well, it's a fabulous school. It's a fabulous museum, and you got great history. And Amada, you were telling me you need to make that building a little bit bigger.
We sure do. We need to add 1,300 square feet to it. It's already 1,400. We're there about 1,300, 1,400. We need at least 1,300 additional square feet.
Explain to the people how you ended up with a building of your own separate on campus there.
Well, the Alumni Association boards had been looking for a place for a museum, freestanding museum, because we knew that when they started renovating the school, we would need to move out. They were going to use the whole area that we were using as a museum. So we went looking, and people were saying, well, let's buy a house. Yeah, but how much is it going to cost to buy a house around there? And then remodel it and everything. So I believe it was Sandy, and I went around looking around for places. And I came across, we were looking at that little workshop, I called Anna and I said, I don't think we can use this, Anna, because it's lopsided. So then we went looking down the square, and we found the custodian's house, and we got the custodian to open it up. And there it is. You know, God, yeah, this is going to be great. We can just demolish the interior and just remodel it into a museum. And that's what we did.
Away in the back, they used to have the custodians on campus living there with their families. I remember that at Austin. That guy lived in the middle. We all got to look at his house. But this one is on the south of, the West Wing. It's the southern end of the West Wing of your building there at El Paso High School. And that custodial, his home, the residence, became the museum you're talking about. That's really cool. And so you managed to get a hold of that. How did you have to do to get that from EPISD to let you do that?
Well, what we did is we got the plans drawn up of what we were proposing to do. And so we drew up the plans, and then we added, in addition to that, we added what we proposed to be the addition to the museum so that we wouldn't have to go back again and do this. Then we took it to, we got a permit ahead of time. We named El Paso Independent School District additionally insured, took care of it so that there's the package. We took it to them, and they really couldn't resist. accept it. So they accepted it.
Well, also,
we have a 100-year contract, renewable every 10 years.
Oh, that's great. I was wondering about how long that was. Well, you also know what you're doing because you own a construction company, AIM Construction.
That's correct.
Aha. You see, they can't get away from someone like you who knows what they're doing. Good for you. Well, we also had a message come in that the Lady on the Hill is known because she's also known as the high in the high in the high and the highest feminine. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, unless it has to do with Greek.
Maybe it is. My friend Gloria, who also was a teacher there, just sent that to me. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, we're going to take a break here, ladies. We'll put you on hold. You will hear the show. And thank you for your patience with the process here. I know you're all sitting there together in some room with three phone lines going, and I know it's kind of odd, but you can see each other. That's cool. The thing is, we don't have people in our studio anymore because of the virus and all that stuff. So we thank you very much for your patience with the process. Hey, and by the way, I want to thank Andrew J. Polk in there for doing what he's doing. Are you still in there? He's in there.
He's
in there, even though he does now more his show Monday.
He's worn out.
Monday through Friday.
He did a good job.
We've got him on days, and you did. It was a great show on 4 to 5 p.m. Talk El Paso now is Monday through Friday. So thank you for being here, Andrew. All right, taking a break here. We also are looking at an email here. It is ephistory690@gmail.com if you want to send us that. Melissa's looking at the Facebook page. How many people did we have? We had over 10,000 people on reached on. We'll get you the exact
probably
number.
Every one of them an alumni.
They probably are. We had over 10,000 people reached on the promo there. And also, you'll take a message or two on that Facebook page, which
yes,
is.
Yes, I will. It's the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
And also, you got a phone number. We have one line left open.
We have one line. Okay, 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
We will be back in a moment.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
You could win a grand in your hand.
Oh, my gosh! I can't believe it!
That is awesome.
Holy cow!
No way!
Listen for your shot to text and win $1,000.
You gotta keep playing and keep trying.
Listen weekdays from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Brought to you by...
Did your insurance company deny your hail or wind damage roof claim? Get Mountain Star Roofing on your side. Let our team of adjusters and appraisers fight for what's right. Contact us at 881-4446 or mountainstarroofing.com.
Have you considered becoming a court-appointed special advocate? Hi, this is Andrew J. Polk. Casa of El Paso needs volunteers now more than ever, and you can make a big difference and help change the lives of some of the most vulnerable in our community. Kids are still coming into the court system now and need your voice to help advocate for them through the process. You don't need any special qualifications or background. Just be at least 21, be able to pass a background check, and have the willingness to make a difference. If that sounds like you, head right now to casaofelpaso.org and start helping to change a life today.
The CDC found people with obesity, lung disease, diabetes, and heart disease are dying at a much higher rate because they are delaying doctor appointments because they fear COVID. That's why WellMed and United Healthcare are letting people know doctors are making it safe to visit their offices. Everyone needs to see their doctors for screenings, immunizations, flu shots, and to manage chronic conditions. Learn more at wellmedhealthcare.com/seeyourdoctor.
Your health can't wait. Doctors say now more than ever is the time to guard your heart health.
I'm Dr. Mohammed Talib, cardiologist with El Paso Heart. Shortness of breath, chest pain or pressure, odd heartbeats, and swelling of your arms or legs are all symptoms of heart disease. El Paso Heart Center physicians are here to answer your questions and help protect your heart. Do not delay. Your safe care is our priority. To make an appointment, call 1-855-93-HEART. Again, that's 1-855-93-HEART.
Hey guys, remember when you used to look forward to intimacy? Do you find yourself getting anxious or stressed out about it, even avoiding the situation? Studies show that more than half of men over 50 will experience ED over the course of their life. Viagra only works some of the time, and side effects can be brutal. Oasis Men's Health uses acoustic wave energy to treat the real cause of ED. By breaking down plaque, blood flow is restored, and you are back in the game. No pills, no shots, no pain. Isn't it time you put the stress of ED behind you for good? Schedule a consultation today at oasismenshealth.com or give us a call at 575-652-4444. That's 575-652-4444. Call Oasis Men's Health at 575-652-4444. 575-652-4444. HSA cards welcome.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk weekdays at 4 with the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show, breaking down the impact of the news and taking your calls. That's Talk El Paso live Monday through Friday at 4 right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are talking El Paso High School history. We'll get to some more of that in just a minute. Got to let you know about, again, that email, ephistory690@gmail.com. Also, we are the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. And you can look at that. How many numbers did we get?
10,566 people.
That's how many we reached with the promo for this program. And that's only Facebook. We have a number of people, I think, that don't really do computers or don't care anyway. But
they're just good, faithful listeners.
But that's just a good chunk of people just there. Also, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. A couple of playlists there. One of the ABC 7 series stuff we did with Bernie Sargent. And 20 different pieces on video. You can pretty much get a sense of the city's history by looking at that stuff. But the rest of it is there, too, and we put some DVDs on there. Full DVDs, ready to go. Look at them for free. The ones we made over the last 20 years about the history of El Paso. So that's all there. Hit a like button on Facebook and take a look at subscribing to our channel on YouTube. Oh, here's a couple of recent guys. October 17th, Luis Valentin. October 18th, Victor Rios. October 19th, Luis Eduardo de la Canal. I just put these names on there. If you don't want to put the names on, just say so. But yeah. There they are. Those guys have just subscribed to the YouTube channel. What do you got?
Well, you know, we got Celebration of Mountains are going on. And right now at Keystone Heritage Park down on Donovan in the west side, they're having an event for Celebration of Our Mountains today. Bernie was there earlier speaking on history, and it's going to go till 1 o'clock today. And also tomorrow you have at 9 a.m. you have Collect Minerals at Bishop's Cap. And then you have also that same day you can go on a nature hike at Cap Canyon, and we've been assured that they've got the approval to be able to do these things. So check with Jim Tolbert. He's the head jefe over there at 915-525-7364, or check out the Celebration of Our Mountains website.
One more announcement there on that
page. Oh, there it is. Mount Cristo Rey Restoration Committee has canceled, the annual pilgrimage. I missed that one.
Gone.
Oh, no. The pilgrimage on the last Sunday of each October is not happening in 2020.
That's just what they're doing. All right. El Paso High History is a wonderful part of El Paso's fabric. And we've got these people on the phone here from the Alumni Association. We've got Anna Amadas, Amada Flores, and Sandy Aronson. And Sandy, you and I took a tour over there. Let's play one of those clips. You guys ready for that?
Do what?
We're going to play a clip of the tour we took of your museum and get that started. And here comes the first clip we did on the tour of El Paso High School's museum.
We are in the museum of the El Paso High School Alumni Association. It was a custodial headquarters. Years ago, the custodian used to live on campus. It was abandoned, and we renovated it for our museum. EPISD was gracious enough to let us use the facility. During the centennial, we were asking for donations to fund the centennial, plus we wanted to build a museum. So we had some generous alums that contributed money, and that gave us seed money. The centennial was in 2016. This building was constructed, it was started in 1914, it was completed in 1916. However, the first graduating class was in 1887 in another building.
That's the number I was thinking about, 1887. Sandy, you got a diploma up on the wall from somebody, right?
They are the first grad. There were two graduates in 1887.
That's a long time.
And when was Kate Moore Brown, correct?
I think she was 1956.
Kate Moore.
Oh, that early?
Yeah.
George Prentice Robinson.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
Kate Moore went on to be a big shot at the Woman's Club.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, she was a big shot in the city because she started the first musical program, public school programs in the city.
She rode a what?
And for Texas. Pardon? Oh, she rode the bicycle everywhere to go to her classes because she just couldn't take the trolley or take a horse, so she rode her bike.
Innovative. She was the first woman
actually
had a bike.
She was quite a woman, yes.
Interesting stuff in
El Paso. And then I think she had something to do with the start of the women's club.
Absolutely.
She was the founding was started earlier than that, but she was very, very
active.
Active, thank you, in the club for years with the musical programs, the orchestras, our symphonies. She'd had a lot to do. She was a wonderful musician.
And also, we had there an idea in your opening there. We're going to play a lot more clips on the tour Sandy and I took. But, Amada, let me know a phone number or a website where someone can contact you, Alumni Association, if they have too much money and would like to give you some.
Yes. Anna, can you give them that, please?
Yeah.
Sure. We are trying to expand. We accept donations. We are a nonprofit, a 501c3. You can mail it if you'd like to mail us a check to P.O. Box 5024, El Paso, Texas, 79953. That's P.O. Box 5024 at zip code 79953. You can make a check to the El Paso High Alumni Association. Or you can go to our website, which is EPHSAlumniAssociation.com.
Oh, good for you.
Or Google it like I did.
That's how Melissa found it. Interesting history there. We're going to come back and take one more break right now. We have a longer segment after that. And we'll talk some about the centennial you guys pulled off. You almost made a Guinness record, did you not? Almost.
Yes, sir. Almost. We almost did. It was
okay.
An exciting time. The stadium was full. Alumni from all over the world came.
All right.
And missed the record.
Well, okay, we'll take a look at that after the break. 544, what's that number?
5876 or 544. KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Hi, El Paso. I'm Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I'm running for the 383rd District Court. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I come from a very traditional Hispanic family. My grandmother, she was really the role model for all of us. Whatever you do, make sure that you're helping your community. She lived that. And my progression of my career, I've always been a public servant. It's not just running a case and finishing the case. Is it working for you? Is it working for your family? I'm going to be here to help you if you allow me to help you. Bringing resources to help families, following up with them. And that's why I'm running for the 383rd District Court, because we can do more. We should be doing more, and we can do more. And if I can do that to help El Paso, help our families, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I am Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I approve this message.
This political ad paid for by Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%. APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Find out the best tips and techniques to get your home sold and get the latest in real estate trends this week with your host, Brian Birds. Sunday at 7:30 on El Paso's news radio station, 690 KTSM AM.
There's an underdog story happening in America. In the moment they have the least, small businesses are giving the most. Well, Small Unites is making it simple for you to support their comeback. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
President Trump is back, and Newsmax TV is fully covering his rallies live and without interruption. Newsmax TV is rising fast. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly and Sean Spicer. Plus on weekends, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Diamond and Silk. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide. Get Newsmax free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and Samsung and LG. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now.
Free. That's Halloween Radio on iHeartRadio. From Thriller to Ghostbusters, Nightmare on My Street to Monster Mash, and so many more. This spooky station is perfect for putting you in the Halloween spirit all month long. Plus, our Halloween playlist has all the fright with even more bite. Just open the free iHeartRadio app and search Halloween.
It's all there, waiting for you.
iHeartRadio, number one for music, radio, and podcasting, all in one app.
iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to let you know to call 588-1850 for Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services. Good guy. Bought a house, sold a house through him. He knows what he's, and we had some strange bumps on that stuff, and he knew how to, you know, ride the rails there. But also, he got some stuff for rent. He has houses for rent all over the place. So give him a call, 588-1850. It's in his pocket. Freak him out. Call him at 588-1850. Okay, you got Mission Del Rey going.
Well, yeah, Mission Del Rey is going well. Like I mentioned earlier, they got the Seasons of Sedona Southwest Home Decorating ebook that you can download for free. All you do is go to missiondelrey.com. And also remember, you've got some wonderful souvenirs that are specific to El Paso, and their tie-dyed t-shirts, hoodies, and so much more, and a lot of other gifts coming up because you got the holidays coming. Doesn't hurt to start shopping early now.
And that's the place to go.
Right, and you can either try to go to the store by appointment. I'll give that number out, but also you can buy it online and ship it out anywhere in the world or just to your house or go by and pick it up.
But they're on Amazon. I found them on Amazon.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
A long time. Yeah, so yeah. You might be surprised. So don't forget, they also have the Mission, if you buy online, they have the Mission Del Rey $20 radio show giveaway. And for the first 5 listeners each week who use the coupon code HISTORY at checkout, they'll receive an additional $20 either off, or you can go add more $20 more to your shopping list. So go ahead and go to missionray.com, and you can do all your shopping, get orders you could pick up. Just go by and support them. They're a wonderful small-town business.
And we got the El Paso High people. This is the longer segment, y'all, so we can talk all about you. And we're going to, because we have Amada Flores on here. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
Anna Modis is on here, and Sandy Aronson. Hey, y'all. I tell you what, there's a lot to talk about.
Thank you for inviting us.
Well, we appreciate you doing it. You can also thank Mary Jo Melby. She said to me one day, hey, when are you going to do El Paso High School? I said, why not? They got a new museum, and we've never talked about it. And again, you're the only high school I'm aware of, you think, in the country, but I know in El Paso County, I'm pretty sure, no one has a museum like that. Now, you had a museum predecessor. I was in that years ago, down in one of the hallway. In fact, it was part of the old girls' gym, I think. But that wasn't right. So what y'all have done is taken over the custodian's headquarter building. He lived there on campus. EPISD moved all those people off campus, and there was that little building sit there. And you guys were smart enough to go grab it and turn it into a museum. That was fabulous. Now, you did that for the centennial. Remind me again, the centennial, you tried a Guinness record to do what?
Anna, we're Sandy.
What'd you do?
So we did the Guinness World Record attempt.
For the largest class reunion.
Thank you, Sandy, for the largest class reunion.
Okay.
And that's actually where we began coming up with the idea. Our centennial lead for our legacy series, Lee Schwartz and Janet Bowman, thought of, well, while we're all celebrating El Paso High School, let's raise money for a self-standing museum. And so that's where that originated from. The museum you're talking about was established in 1984.
Way back,
when our
yeah.
then principal, yeah, Luis Cortez, that's the one you were in, came up with the idea and realized that El Paso High School was part of El Paso history.
Oh, yeah.
And so along with the PTSA ladies, you know, Frances Del Toro and others, Cecilia Cortez, Jan Bowman, Sherry Look, they all got together and they started collecting things. And that museum that you saw in the school was the original museum.
Well, let's take a look at some more things that are in that museum. I got one we're all going to have. If you went to El Paso High, you're going to have to stand up for this one.
Other high schools adopted their fight songs from colleges. We have the original fight song called The Orange and Black. It comes from the alma mater. It's the oldest written high school fight song in El Paso, and one of the oldest fight songs in the state of Texas.
Okay, so you guys all had to stand up for that, didn't you?
No, but
we
did.
We were singing it.
I was tapping my feet.
Well,
but you know, the moment we hear that song anywhere, Jackson, we stand up.
I thought you would.
Well, and we start clapping.
That's a fabulous song. And yeah, and it's original.
It's original,
that's see, that's another part of El Paso High School's history. You got so many things like that. And that, and the name of the guy who wrote that was Brown, you said? Or somebody said, Melissa, you found him?
Oh, it was Francis Moore was the one that wrote the song, and that was Kate Moore Brown's brother.
Oh.
They were both, it was a musical family. And he went off to New York and was a huge concert pianist and composer, wrote several different pieces of music that are well-known today. I just can't remember them off the top of my head.
Well, Sandy, that was fun that we did that. You didn't know I was going to sneak that song in there, I don't think, but I found it online. And you, there are words to it, right?
In 1897, he was 11 years old, and his mother was a widow. And she sent him on the train to East and said, make something of yourself.
Oh.
And said, make your mother and your sister proud. He was a concert pianist, and he would come home in the summers and go back. Very successful.
That's right.
Well, also, you have what appeared to be one of the original works of written works of that song in your museum there on campus.
We do. We have the original one that was sent to us during the around the centennial from Rolly Hibbler, Rolly Kemp Hibbler. She had it. She contacted someone, I'm not sure who, if it was Anna or Lee Schwartz, and she sent it to us, and we have that in our museum.
One thing to ask y'all, how does somebody get a tour of that museum? Is it regularly open sometime in the week, or how does that work?
You can call us and schedule a tour of the museum, although we hope that once this pandemic's over, that we can have it open on the weekends, like Saturdays from 10 to 2 and Sundays.
Yeah, that's a real issue.
We want to keep it open.
That's still an issue for everybody, that kind of... I see,
it
I try
sure
to...
Is.
When I walk
yeah,
in,
no, it will be open to the public eventually.
I walk in the studio and try to forget that because we do history, but you can't get away from that stuff. But so is there a number on your website to call for that?
Yes, you can
There's
call.
A number on the website, and you can. It's actually my number, and you can call me, 915-449-5720, and we'll make arrangements with Amada.
449-5720.
720.
Because Melissa's writing that.
Yeah, and I'm going to put the link up for your website also, so people can find
on the Facebook page. Yeah, Pastor Wisdom Radio Show. We got a lot of stuff that we link up on there. All right, I got another one for you. Let's do some name dropping. Andrew, you ready for cut three? Hit cut three.
El Paso High has had many alums come through the walk through the halls. One graduated in 1917. His name was Emanuel Stolaroff. If you know the name Neutrogena, he started Neutrogena Company. We've also had F. Murray Abraham, that was a won an Academy Award for his role in Amadeus. He graduated in 1957 or 58. Tom Lee graduated from here. He did the illustrations in some of the yearbooks. He graduated in 1924. We also have a wall of some of Tom Lee's prints. A recent graduate was Jim Ward. He's a musician. We also had a graduate who worked on all the Apollo missions, and he was an outstanding ex years ago, and we have all the patches from the Apollo missions that he gave us.
And by now, you've thought of a few more. You had a tennis player star?
Dick Savitt.
Oh, Savitt? Ooh. Okay.
He was the outstanding ex in 2014, and he wasn't able to make the trip from New York. So the president of the Alumni Association said, does anybody know someone in New York that can go interview Dick Savitt for homecoming? And I happened to be going. My niece lives there, and I met him. And I have a little video clip of him, and he graduated in 1945. He won the state singles tournament, 44-45. I went to the UIL site today to double-check. He also won Wimbledon and the Australian Open in 1951.
Big stuff coming out of El Paso High School. I think also Congressman White, Richard C. White, I think he went there. And did Beto go there? No, Beto probably went to Coronado, didn't he? I'm not sure.
No, he
went 2 years.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
He was too old to go to Coronado.
Too old to
I don't think Coronado was open when he...
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
I don't think.
Coronado was, but he was...
He attended El Paso High his freshman and sophomore year.
Cool. So you got a lot of alumni there that people are able to relate to. Fair enough. Yeah. We got to take another break, come back, and do some more. Next thing we're going to do is go look for some old military pics in your room. And the person who's given the tour there is also on the phone with us today, Sandy Aronson. You're kind of like one of the kingpins of knowledge over there, are you not? Go ahead and say it. Yes, you are.
Am I what?
Yes,
you're a kingpin of knowledge. That's who you are, Sandy Aronson. But all you guys know, we know your stuff. And we're talking to the Alumni Association of El Paso High School, if you're just joining us. They have a museum on campus, which is highly unusual, but they have a 100-year lease. That's what I didn't remember hearing. You have a 100-year lease on that building. Good for you. So that old El Paso High will continue forever. Maybe you should make it when you hit the doorbell, that song starts playing. I don't know.
What's the exact address also?
800 West Schuster.
800 West Schuster.
But you come in through the corner of Virginia and Cliff.
Up that very, very long walk that, I know I did that.
Well, there's also a very, very long stairway.
Don't forget.
Good exercise.
Don't forget, we're talking about the Lady on the Hill here. And Melissa, you looked that up. What'd you find?
Oh, yes, I found out what the Lady of the Hill, what it stood for is, opened for students in 1960, El Paso High School has always been an undeniably beautiful, if imposing, campus. Nicknamed the Lady on the Hill for her position on the mountainside overlooking the city. El Paso High School bears a stunning silhouette that has made it a city landmark from almost day one.
And even if you went to a rival, you have to respect that place like me. So there. All right, we should be back in a moment. Call us. We have a caller that just called in. And what's that number?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
This is the year small businesses had to rethink everything. And if you're running a small business, you need advertising built for this moment, like iHeartAdBuilder.com, the place where you can create a radio ad that's affordable, customizable, and you can do it all from your phone. Just log on to iHeartAdBuilder.com, answer a few questions, and we'll get your ad on the air. Now you can have radio that moves as fast as you need to. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
If you don't know what to do when you get lost on a hike, Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things, is here to help. And it also has an entire chapter on donuts. That's less useful if you're on a hike, but I mean, tell me that's not Stuff You Should Know. Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things. Pre-order now at stuffyoushouldknow.com or wherever books are sold.
Walgreens has always been there to make caring for your health easier, and they still are, this time with Medicare. Simply visit walgreens.com/Medicare. There you can easily find the best, most affordable plan for you. Walgreens, they make Medicare easy.
Facebook knows that voting this year is a little trickier than usual, and you may have questions like how to register, vote by mail, and how to safely vote in person. That's why Facebook created the Voting Information Center. Get information from election authorities and experts at facebook.com/votinginfocenter. And don't miss the new podcast from iHeartRadio and Facebook called Why I'm Voting, where you'll hear more reasons to vote. iHeartRadio's Why I'm Voting, countdown to Election Day. Your vote is your voice.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 690 KTSM for the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show focused on what the news means for you. Election season is already reaching a fever pitch, and we'll have the latest updates and developments as we get closer to Election Day and beyond. Follow us on Facebook or call in during the show to 915-544-5876 to join me for Talk El Paso live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a couple of minutes left this hour. We got these El Paso High people up until noonish. If your cell phones can make it, we sure hope you can. But in the meantime, I got to let you know something here. We had a major event ready to go for Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to schedule and screen for free our two of our DVDs on Ghost Stories of El Paso. But they canceled it. I mean, the county commissioners and county judge pulled the rug out from under parks being open, so that's over. And we had it scheduled for Friday, Saturday, Sunday this coming weekend. Nada. So we have the videos. And I can tell you, if you want to buy a video, you can go to Annie's Adventures on Facebook.
There you go.
She has them. Also canceled, New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, they closed its museums again, and the historic sites closed yesterday until further notice. So there you have the news from the history community.
Well, McGoffin Homes, I'm not quite sure on them yet. What you can do is you could give them a call. If you want to go down there for a tour, they may be open, but questionable.
I wonder.
But call them anyway at 915-533-5147 or go to their Facebook page or visit McGoffinHome.com, and they'll probably have a statement up there. So it's kind of iffy right now.
They're doing stuff online. I do know that.
Yeah.
Okay, the El Paso High crowd is here. And we also have a phone call come in from Emma. Emma, we got you on the radio. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. You are my most wonderful program for me to listen on Saturday. You always make it for me.
Thank you.
Thank you much. Thank you. Did you go to El Paso High School?
Yes, I did. I went with Sandy in the same classroom, Sandy Anderson. My name is Emma Enriquez Salazar. I was kind of like a quiet kid. I didn't blossom until later on. But my neighbor here, the old neighborhood now passed near the Houston Park Association. You know, I happen to be the president of this whole area. I'm a volunteer for 25 years. But anyway, it brought me good memories. I just cried on the apartment. It was so beautiful to bring the memories back.
You cried when we played the...
Thank you very much. And I want to thank Sandy for being what she is.
You're getting kind of muffled there.
She loves her school.
Like I speak more. Yes. Okay, cry more into your phone, would you?
I want to thank Sandy for helping out El Paso High and all the ex-alumni. You know, I went with Jim Chagra, with Armita Cooper, with Susan Rutledge, with all those people that I don't know where they're at, but it was good to have the reunion. I went there. Of course, I'm a little bit upset because there was a lady keeping everybody from signing up. If you didn't have your yearbook, you were not mentioned in there, and we could prove it by showing the yearbook.
Aww.
We should have another reunion, Sandy. It was really wonderful, and I commend you for helping us, the alumni. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate that.
Very cool.
And go get some Kleenex and work on that face of yours.
I think it's amazing the Alumni Association is just, well, all the schools here, all the high schools, it's amazing their dedication to come back and still being very proud of where they went to high school.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, my personal high school crowd of the class of 69, when we were able to party, we get together, have 50 people at a bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it was amazing fun to do that. Maybe we can get back to that. But you guys are planning at El Paso High School. You may get back together when the thing is over that you can do so. Can you just have a mixer once in a while up at your museum? And I bet you jammed the place if you could do that.
Let me comment on what the lady just said.
Please.
Spoke.
Yes.
If, you know, the school is completed, you know, the renovations and the facade repairs that we were able to get the EPISD to give us to do the repairs the way they're supposed to be done, if all of that's done by the fall or of 2022 or the spring of 2023, we want to have a rededication. The Alumni Association wants to have a rededication of the school, where we would, you know, call in everybody who wants to participate to come in, kind of like a mini centennial.
Can I come?
Yeah. And, you know, have all kinds of festivities to celebrate Our Lady there, Our Lady on the Hill. She's going to be almost brand new, and the Alumni Association has a lot of work cut out for us because we're going to redo the gardens that we did for the centennial and do the addition. We want to have the addition to the museum completed, so it's really a nice one. You were also saying about any using them as a museum. You know, we have that patio.
Oh, yeah. You get a party on.
That overlooks the stadium.
Oh, how cool.
Where we can have, you know, celebrations like class reunions.
All right. Oh, wow. I tell you, we got to take a break here. That's what the music means. We're going to come back after the hour and talk more also about the facade of the school. We have that on schedule to discuss with y'all. And maybe there's a ghost or two we can discuss. You never know what happens at El Paso High School. We'll talk more right after the news right here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.